Usually, like for the tribe itself, a lot of non-natives don't realize that the Sioux are in Minnesota. I think, like when we have, when the tribe donates, to some organization or something, it's always brought up that, from the Prairie Island Sioux or whatever. I think they don't really know the history about natives. They know there's Ojibwes up north, but they don't know anything about the Dakota on the southern part of Minnesota. Like I said earlier, when guests come in to talk about natives and they ask me what tribe, and then I'll say, Sioux. So then they say, oh, I never knew that there were Sioux in Minnesota. I thought they were all in South Dakota or North Dakota. And I think as the casino, I think the tribe has really educated a lot of the other casinos, because some would always come here and, work under us for a few weeks and then they'd go back, or we'd go up to their position, their place, and, give them instructions on how we operate this and that. I had a friend that worked for Gaming Commission, and I think it was Red Lake was just starting to do something with the mix or something. So Gaming Commission went up there and taught them how to do this and that. The Winnebago tribe down by Black River, the Dalles, they would come here and work under us for a while, and just to, like when I think, I don't know if it was Granite Falls or Jackpot, when they first had their security director hired, he spent a month with us here, and we taught him, gave him a copy of our policies, procedures, and he took him home and more or less kind of worked him into his. Other than that, I don't really know.